So I will try to come to terms with what you hate and what we spoke last time. Because how can you say that you shouldn't be curious? How can you say that? That will stifle us, we will not develop. So I want to see one thing, only one point. That's a beginning, perhaps, this week, next week, about what is a difference in your own approach to ruchnius, between curious and being interested. I have no other words. Perhaps I have to learn better English, for sure I have to do that. That means there is something, I think that's pretty clear, there's something negative going on. When you just jump on every single thing which takes your attention. That's what we call pizar nefesh. I think that's clear. But it's also clear that whenever a person will only stick to what he knows already, then he will not develop. He will not broaden. And we do not want that. And so how do you deal with this like stira? On one side you have to be, I don't know, open-minded is the right word, that has a wrong flavor to it, but you have to have open thought, because perhaps there are things going on in the world which are important for you, and there are things going on in the Torah which are important for you, even though they are not expected so much from you from the beginning. From the other side, there are things which distract you from growth, and you'll be very flat and very all-rounded, all-knowledgeable, nothing growing, eh? Okay? So this we don't want. So what's the difference? So the first is, what I think the first point which we have to make to ourselves is that someone which is interested in a good way in some new idea, he will be able to deal with that and keep the point for a long time. Yeah? To taste that, to turn that over in the head for a long time. This is one thing which we have to learn. Because a lot of times you see that there are ideas coming in, and it's unbelievable. I say some idea to a person, and one of the hated things I have is when he says, yeah, and weiter. But that means he didn't get it at all. Well, at all. But you can have kishron ahim, kishron aher. That is not the point. Whenever you have a nekuda, and this nekuda will be a part of your ruchnistic life, you can't have a thing which you say, yeah, weiter. You can't do that. And this is one thing which today, that's like a tag of Bale Kishoines. The Bale Kishoines, they are those which accept that immediately, and then they don't have to think more, and they are the people which are highly valued from our society, because they accept gleich. No, that's not. Because you have to be able to have one nekuda and to live with it. Then you will experience what the Briskov said, I think. I think so. But you don't need the Briskov for that. You need to live to know that. Yeah? Because there was the Goen gave a skoma, I think that was the Maise, gave a skoma of a siddur which the Magni Plotsk wrote a siddur, and he had an explanation of the Hashem Svosai Tiftov. And he says, the Hashem Svosai Tiftov, that is, you begin with the schutz of Avraham Avinu, because he covered Yodin, Avraham Avinu. And the Goen was so spoiled from that, the way I remember, that was the Maise, but the way he was spoiled that he wrote a skoma. And then someone asked the priest, that's good for the whole sefer, so the Briskov answered, there's no nafkemine. You can have the smallest emes in the world, but you could live a whole life on that. On one liquid, one emes, you could live a whole life. I think we spoke once about this marshal of the bird which takes away sand. I spoke over here about that, yeah? Now about eternity, we spoke once about that. Similar thing, you know? That on one gargir, you can live on Eitzach. So the first thing, and you want to know that there is a knowledge which is building you, that has to be something which you stick to it, which you chew it over, you go over it. And the disastrous thing in broadening your horizon is that you get information which is just floating by and has no depth to it, there's no grip to it, there's nothing sticking to you. So that is the first thing. That can be also a mufshetike thing. That doesn't have to be a thing, you are just actually working on it and that's why it takes your attention. No. That can also be something interesting which is only in your head. But you have to be able to take a thing and go over. Yeah? So that is very important in our approach to Torah. I remember the Mashgiach, when he spoke out the Matan Torah, where Chazal say that everyone heard a different thing. So Chazal, that was say 600,000 Jews, and every single of them heard the Aseres HaDibros in a different way. And the Mashgiach was explaining that to Bochim, and he said, so they went to their tents back, you know, and the one said, did you hear what he said? And the other said, yes. And then, what did he say? And he said something, and then the other one said, no, that's not what he said. I heard something entirely different. And then was this kale, that everyone heard a different thing, but kulam nitnu b'roya echot. That's what the Chazal said. So Chazal don't say they went back to their tents and they spoke one with the other. That was the illustration for the Mashgiach. And that was very good to illustrate the point. But I now think they didn't speak at all one with the other. Because they were so full, there were no urge to speak, you know. There's no urge to, ostgehert, mamanien, huh? No, nothing. There was nothing. They were just so full, there was no space that they should speak that out with someone else. It's a similar thing that your own life, you don't share with another person. I don't think so. Yeah? Like today, you know, Trumat Evarim, you know, donate organs. This I don't know how to look at that. But normally, your own life, you don't share with another person. That's your own life. You can share your seichel, and you can share your all the things. But life, you don't share. I don't share my life with you. And when they heard the Torah, so every single dibur in Torah was Trias Amesi. That's the Gemara. That means every single dibur was Misa and Chayim and Misa and Chay, and then I don't share with you that thing, you know. It was very, very actual for them in Matan Torah that was a question of life, and it was not a question of life that it's like a Oynish Chorus or Oynish Misa B'dei Shomayim. It was a question of life because the quality of Torah they got was a quality of life. It wasn't the quality of Seichel only, it was a quality of life. That's a Tchias HaMesim, which goes together with the Matan Torah. Yeah? You got life itself. So that you don't share. So I understand, I don't want to be chelik on the Mashgiach, that he said they went back and said over what they heard, that is an illustration to make the point that kulam nitnu b'roya echot, and everyone heard his own thing. But it's much deeper than only different information. It's like my life and your life is a different life. So then I don't share it with you. That's for sure different because my life is different than yours. So my Torah is also different than yours because that's my life. So for sure it's different. Yeah. So that is Chazal, but that is that you are absolutely full with one thing you hear. One thing. And this is a thing which today we have to restore that by us. We have to take that back. That there are things which you can live with them. And those are things which you live for 5 minutes also good. But you live with them. Yeah? Now, when you understand what that means, you live a thing in Ruchnius not because of a kasha. this is very difficult to grasp for a person which is not used to that. He always thinks that the point in Ruchnis is that you have a kasha and you have a teretz, you have a riddle. No, it's not. It's not because of the kasha. It's adrabe. It's even simple. The simplicity is deep. The thing itself is deep. It takes your attention to the thing itself. Not because it's some glitter there. It's very simple. But it takes your attention. And that is what has to be learned when we want to be interested in new things in Torah. We have to learn that a few things, not too many, can take the attention of me throughout the day. And definitely I go into that, but I go into that perhaps for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, but it has to be a certain amount of time. Not only a yediyah, I have to go into that, and not because there are other protim and there are interesting ramifications of that point. No, that's not the point. The thing itself is a question or a thing which interests me. That means that's a thing which takes my attention. You have to do that. You have to learn it. And then you see that you really can grow. You can grow in Torah. And I think this is a beginning. I perhaps put the stakes too high when I said Omol HaTorah. Because the real Omol HaTorah comes much later. I think so. But it's the beginning of Omol. It's the beginning of Omol. Because the beginning of Omol over here means that the resistance of the Chaymer, the way we spoke, yeah, the resistance of the wood, or the resistance of the chaymer is that it looks simple. That's the resistance. The resistance is not that it's complicated. It looks simple. When we can't do that, we are not shayach to Torah. When we can't do that, then there is something wrong with us. When there's a simple thing and we can't think about that and say, that takes my attention. And not because there is a riddle there. Only because it is simple, but it takes my attention. When I can't do that, when I can't work it out by me, I have a problem with connecting to Torah. I have a deep problem with that. And a lot of people can't do that. And that is a very clear measurement whether a thing is really interesting to you, it means it touches you, it takes you, or it's only a curiosity. Which you have a curious thing, you know, and you go further. You don't chew it, you don't go over, you don't go into that. So that has to be learned. The way I feel in the new time we are in, a little bit older, not too much, but I feel the time we are in, this is a thing we are on the fringe to use it, to lose it. Yeah? We do not really take that like this. I want to show it to you in another thing which is connected to that omol of a simple thing, which I want to show you that because that's very important for you, for your own learning. I don't know whether you were once in a reading room of a public library or wherever library is. And you were once in a reading room, most probably you were. And there, it's like a Beis Almi. It's like a Beis HaKvoros, you know. It's absolute quiet and the people read their books. And I never understood. So why? Because we are Jewish, we can't do that, you know. You would make an only Jewish Haredi reading spot. That would be a hustle, you know. That would be a ganze meise, though. Yeah? So why? Because you can't be quiet? No. There is a difference between our approach to Ruchnis and the Goyish approach. A Goyish approach to Ruchnis is taking up information. Taking up information, that is a thing which goes much better in a quiet way. They know what they are doing. It's not that I don't laugh at them and say they don't know what they are doing. They know what they are doing. Taking up information, it's much more productive in a way where there is absolute quiet. But we don't want to take up information. We want to interact with information. That's why we learn Chavrusa. And when you learn yourself in the Gemara, then you also learn Chavrusa. Only you learn Chavrusa in an awkward way. It's like playing squash. I don't know whether you know what that means. You know, you play tennis against yourself. But what? The wall isn't straight, that you don't see it. Just imagine, you know, the wall has all different kind of things there, and it's not straight and you don't see it. It has a lightning on it that you don't see that there is not straight. And then you make like this, punch! And then the ball comes back unexpected. And you have to catch that thing. That's our learning Gemara, because that's what we do. We have a discussion with the Gemara. And we throw in our pshat, and then the Tosfos has a bump. And then this pshat comes back on the left field. But you have to catch that thing back, because you have to go further. That's our learning. We interact chas v'sholem. We do not take up information. No, we do not. We interact. That's one of the things also today is going le'ibud. We do not understand that right. We think be'etz, we take up information. That's a thing which I saw it in a certain there are people which think that the most cherished thing is a person which knows all the information in the world. No, you have to interact with that. You have to interact with the information, yeah? Not knowing it. I know people which know Kolatel Kula Kipshuta, they don't understand a thing, you know. Abemet, he's now not here, that was my son-in-law, which was right here by the Vat, so he's an atheist on that. He was by me visiting Shabbos, and I have a neighbor like this, which he knows Kolatel Kula, I think he doesn't understand the word, you know. And I wanted to show it to him out of my own, much more, and try out, you know. It was the Haftorah of Yirmiyo. And there it says, Oh, Agever, some bosses, Roya, Mimi Hashem, Yosir Liboy. I told this story over here, no? So, Yosir Liboy. And then it says, Roya, Aroba, Arova, Gornish. And then it says, Bor, Agever, Shiftach, Hashem, Hashem, Iftachoy, Roy, create Shosso, Palkemai, yeah? Asher Piri, Ito, Beito, that's the post in Yirmiyo. And Chazal come in Pirkei Avos, and they say, this is Maisav Merubah Chochmosoi, and that's Chochmosoi Merubah Maisav. That's right? The Chochmosoi Merubah Maisav is Hashem B'Som Bosol Zroya. And Maisav Merubah Chochmosoi means Asher Yiftach B'Hashem. Yeah, B'Hashem Yiftach. Where did Chazal see Chochmosoi Merubah Maisav in the Pesach? Doesn't say it. It says something else. Speaks about Bitochen. So I told my son, you want to see something? It was a tryout. Because it's a person which knows Kol Tere Kula, of course they go nicht. So after the next, you know, what's the pshat that Chazal saw there? Chochmos Beru Maisav. And then he said, no, they didn't see it here. It was only they took the marshal and saw the marshal, and it was a nice marshal, that's why they said it. Yeah. Pirkei Avos can't be learned. Yeah. What can I do? He says, "Alei Aposuk Nemar, lo? All Aposuk Nemar. Oimer, yeah. I'm from Meshuge. Yeah, I got this gebust. I knew it. Because I know a guy which takes up information day and night and doesn't interact at all. You know, no interaction." Think of information. That's not Torah learning, my dear friend. There you go in the library and read the books. And it's quiet around you and you don't interact because you don't throw in anything and doesn't come back anything, you know. Knowledge isn't the cause. No, it's not. The interaction, not svara. Huh? Be careful. It's a very beduiktige thing. It's not your svara. There are people which they know, they don't interact with the Tosfos either. They only interact with their own svara, yeah? And then they don't play squash at all. They make like this. And they're happy, you know? Then you don't learn either. You have to throw that thing, you know? And then it comes back the wrong way. That is our self-confidence. Our self-confidence in learning is very much built. I don't know people which are not the self-confidence, why not, what's happened, they don't learn right. Because self-confidence doesn't mean that I know. Self-confidence means I can interact. That's it. When I have self-confidence towards another person, it's not that I'm right and you are wrong. You are right and I'm wrong. It's even more interesting when I'm wrong. Because what I am right is I knew beforehand. But when I'm wrong, I know something now which I didn't know beforehand. I'm a shaman, you know. So self-confident person has to be very boring deal, you know. No! Self-confidence means that when I interact with you, and you tell me it's wrong, I will be able to interact further with you. It doesn't cease. I don't have to blush and then go home and say, oh, I was wrong. No, that's interesting, I was wrong. So what's the real thing, you know? What is the pshat? And then that's what is interesting. The interaction, we are interacting the whole time. That's the difference between our learning and the Goyish learning. The Goyim don't have that. They take up information. And they take up information in a very successful way. In a very successful way. Don't blame them. They are very successful in taking up information. Very. But that's not what we want. We want to interact with information. And this is the omer we have. I have to interact with that thing which is poshut. I have to throw something at him. Listen how that comes back. Throw at it. Perhaps it comes back the wrong way, the right way, but I interact with the yediyah. Taking up a yediyah, which is simple, that is done after half a second. That's right. I have the idea, it's in my head right now. Let's go further. But that's not the point. The point is this interacting with a dvar chochmeh, which one point, you interact with it, and then you can live a whole life with that. You can live a long time with one point. That is being interested. And being curious is not interacting with a thing, it's just getting this glittery information in, and then you go further, weiter und weiter. You don't stand there. Yeah? That's a being curious. That is a strange thing to us. That's why, for example, that's all included in that. And you see how strange we are from that. That is, for example, when I ask you, what makes more impact on you? When you see a tragedy, or when you think about it? Then most people today say, when you see. Because the seeing gives you a rigush without interacting with the thing. It overwhelms you. You are more overwhelmed when you see that. But when you think about it, you interact with it, then it makes much more rigush, much more. Because then you begin to think, and what is with the children, and what is with the wife, and what is with the relatives, and what is this, you know, I got the newspaper this morning in Yatzei Teiman. There was a Rachman Litzlan pigua in Tel Aviv, and in the newspaper it said 3 were killed, but on the news there were 4. Yeah? Already 4 died, and there is something with you to such, yeah, oder 3 oder 4 Gedenknispunkt, yeah, so when a machloikes oder 3 oder 4. Yeah, what about this? What's haste, other 3, other 4? Are you crazy? When there are 3, that means 3 families and lives were shattered. And when there are 4, there's another family kaput. No, but by you it makes no nafkamina. Because you don't interact with that idea. You do not interact with klal, you don't think about that a millimeter. It's just, you know, Anahon, 3 or 4. But when there's a big Asan, you know, there were a lot of people, airplane, you know, the airplanes, the things, and then there were, you know, between 80 and 150, you know, something like this, huh? Are you insane? Are you life of people, this simple question of a number, the way you number nails? You know, you don't interact with the idea before. You don't interact with it. That's the beginning of Omol. The beginning of Omol is not, this was the stakes high. I put the stakes too high. That means I thought that Omol HaTorah means that you consider other sources, and it's really interesting what says the Tosfos and not what you think, and there's another Tosfos there. That's what I thought. Yes, you could do that. Out of Nisoyen, you could do that. But this is work. You could do that. Out of Nisoyen means I see young life by the Kohel which I have, which they do that, and they are Matzliach. I now went to Miami, and the question is, what is the highlight of Miami? So the highlight was, every young man nearly everyone, he wrote me a two-page chabura, a two small page, like this, this A5, yes? A small page chabura, two pages, a chabura on Eruvin. And that was the highlight. Because I saw that they became Talmid Chomer. Because they didn't say what you do normally in the yeshivas is like this. You have a thought, and then you have a deep logic, and this deep logic has two sides. And then you say, and Tosfos holds like the one side, and Rashi holds like the other side, and then it's all Rashi the Shitose, Tosfos the Shitose, that's the spitz of, not of Rashi and Tosfos, that's the spitz of your own Hargosha. Because most probably, when you would take into account all the Tosfos and all the Rashis, that wouldn't be so simple. Most probably, you know? And that's what I saw. That they really, they drove from this Rashi, and this Tosfos, and that Tosfos, and then things stayed foggy, but more constricted. But they stayed, it's not clear. Mukev Ledira is not clear, yeah? And Rabbi, the Gagin or the Yurim Lamata is Mechalek Lamala, that is not clear. This is not clear. As long as you learn it, it's not clear. But it can't be this and it can't be that. That was the biggest simcha. That is a bisele omala teira. And the stakes are too high for all. They're too high. We don't do it in yeshiva. No, we don't learn like this. No, we don't. I understand that. Because you don't learn like this, otherwise you would escape. No, you have to learn locally. And going with a swallow. Good! And you must skim. But I can't have that you do not interact with a chokhmah. I can't have that. That is zero. When you only take up information, aha, weiter. Aha, weiter. And then you think you are about Kishon because you understood immediately, and that's it. And then you are gone. When you do it like this, then nothing sticks to you. No life. That is no life. And you will never understand what the Bris Karov said, that on one nekuda of emes makes no difference. A big emes is small emes. For sure makes a difference. Small emes is simple. A big emes is big, you know. No, it's all the same. Because it's all a question of life. But that emerges only when you interact with the yediyah, when you interact with that. Yeah? So this is the smallest amount of Omol HaTorah I found. But we spoke last time, and we spoke, ended with that, perhaps it's Omol HaTorah. I said Dovi Abdelbaat, something like this. It says Omol HaTorah, so the least amount of that thing, the least. Perhaps I didn't say it over here, that I don't remember. But the least amount of Omol HaTorah, which makes you concentrated, makes you going into a thing, is the interaction with the information. You interact with the information. You do not only taking up the information, you interact with it. And then you are there. Then you are into that learning, into that process of learning. And it's not only curiosity, it's also it's really interest. It's interest. And that is then our answer to ourselves about what's happening today. Yeah? Today, this is what is against the new technology. Yeah? And all the technology kelim, which they go and they make that you are curious about everything, you know, and all over the place. That's all. You don't interact with the information. Just take it up. And look, what it's exactly what you do. Think over it. It's exactly what you do. It has nothing to do with Dvorim Asurim and things like this. It's simply, you just, boom, 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 buck, buck. You take up information one after the other. And then you get lost in that. And you take up information, please stop. But you don't interact. Because when you would interact, that would take time. And then you would have to stop. And to think about it. And go about it. And it takes time. Yeah? And then you are connected to Torah. That's the least amount of Omol HaTorah I found. And the least amount of Chayes, of Chiyus, which is there. I didn't find less. Perhaps it's less. I don't know. But that was the least. And I can't imagine that you could grow in another way. When you don't do that. Yeah? So this is the beginning, perhaps, of that tryout, that we find a way how we can live with Torah in this time of all this stimulation which come in, good, bad, but a lot, you know. We are all exposed to a flow of information and a flow of things which come towards us, which you have no control over that. And how could we survive that thing, which is our drawing in that massive invasion of our own personality with all these things which come in, you know? How do you survive? You close yourself up, and then come the people and say, when you are not curious at all, when you don't think about new things, then you will stagnate. Right. Okay, I'm asking. But it has to be thought in a way of life, in a way of interaction, that you interact with this idea. I didn't know where that is in Torah. That's for sure like this. Yeah? That's for sure like this. You could read the Nefesh HaChaim, I don't know when you want to read. People are before Shavuos, they read Nefesh HaChaim Shaar Dalet or things like this, and about Torah. You see it in the Nefesh HaChaim that the depth of Torah is that Torah is life itself. And the interaction between the Torah and the Klal Yisrael, those are the two parts of life. Which life always has two parts, and the Shome and the Guf. Yeah? Or a father and mother. They bring new life to the world. It's all two. That's why Chaim is Veloshen Rabbi. And if I speak French, it's Veloshen Yochid, La Vie. That's one. And in English, it is Veloshen Beinoni Azar, but for sure not Veloshen Rabbi. But Veloshen Akel is Veloshen Rabbi. Yeah? Chaim. The reason is because life has always two ingredients. Life is not a thing by itself. Two. Where are the two ingredients of Torah? It's your interaction with the Torah. That's what life gives. So I couldn't go lower than that, yeah? And you don't interact. But you see the big difference between taking up information, which that is a widespread thing. All of the world takes up information. All of the world takes up information. And this is the truth that was going on in reading room, yeah? By a library. Don't laugh at them. Do not. They know what they do. You know, you have big scientists. You have people which know a lot. And they can think a lot. But they don't interact with the thing. They pay it up. Then they try to digest it. They don't interact with the thing. And by us, the whole point of Torah is to interact with it. That's why by us, for example, the big gadol and the small person can learn the same text. That's right. Learn Bava Kama. Or learn even Chumash, you know. The biggest gadol and the simplest man learns Chumash. They interact. So for sure the interaction of the gadol with that text is different than the interaction with the simple man. But show me any higher education where you take the biggest professor in the world and say he should go and learn by Asmoder Ubeiyum, the textbook of high school in biology, you know. Perhaps he'll have a Tehillah out of that. He'll do it? No. Because this information is in. So, no need to take up this information. You don't interact with the thing. You take it up. And it's there. So it comes weiter. The whole point of taking up information is always getting weiter. And the whole point of interaction is you stay with it. That's called interaction. Your interaction. Have interaction with it. A dusia. You play squash with that. That you play and it comes back from the wrong side. When you never experienced that, then you didn't learn. I know a lot of Bochum, they are also the whole day when they see that the ball comes back from the wrong way. They are the whole day also how to find that it was Becholzoit correct what they said. And they are also 24 hours with that. And they say, today I learned Basmoder. What did you do? I really, the whole day was thinking and learning. What did you think about? Perhaps my smog is also right. No, it's wrong. Because it came back the wrong way. So go! Take it up! Be self-confident. Take that thing where it comes from the wrong side, and there you will go further on. And this is interaction which brings you further, and will bring you to a place that you live with Torah. That's what I think is the least which we can do before Shavuos, that we should be connected to Torah and not being droning in all this shtuyot and all this massive information which falls upon us in this modern time. So that was my answer to the difference between curiosity and interest. I don't have another word in English. Yeah? I think in Latin that is right, because interest comes from interesse. Interesse means you are there. Interesse means in between. I am in between. That means interest. And curiosity doesn't mean that. Yeah? So, okay, oder ja oder nicht. Yeah? I don't go into linguistics. It's not so interesting. I didn't have another word in English. Okay? But I think that's a very basic thing for our preparation before Shavuos. At Khan. So you should have a good Yom Tov. And parts of you will have 3 days. Yeah? Okay? And we'll see next Thursday, Mr. Hashem, when you want, we'll be a Vado here. Okay? At Khan.